is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 3 of the Friday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Hi, it's Eric.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are there and completely free at freetalklive.com. So let's go to the United Kingdom to start things out here this hour. A leading professor in the United Kingdom said that obese people should be warned about the health risks of their weight when buying clothes.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Now, hold on. Is it it's the health risk of their weight when buying clothes or the clothes their
the clothes themselves?
Right. Yeah. I don't understand. What?
Naveed Sattar, professor of metabolic medicine at the University of Glasgow, said that oversized clothing should have obesity helpline numbers sewn onto them to try to reduce Britain's obesity crisis. The professor made the recommendations in this week's issue of the British Medical Journal.
What's the helpline going to say? Put down the fork? What are they going to say?
I can't even imagine. I mean, what's the warning label going to say? Warning, did you know you were obese?
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's radio, but I am not svelte by any stretch of the imagination.
No,
okay,
no.
But and I'm not blaming anybody, you know. And you know, I've fought my own battles with weight and continue to do that. I don't need somebody reminding me, nor do I. Nor do I need a helpline.
Hey.
I know what to do.
This is a size 20, Tubby. Put it. Get out of here.
Here's a roll of duct tape. Put it over your mouth. There's some help. You know,
it's just awful.
Well, St. George Albert, the UK's National Director for Emergency Care, joined other health professionals in their recommendations. He wants the government to take a more proactive response to obesity. So the government's not doing enough here.
In the UK they never do enough, right?
There's a lot more socialization in their healthcare system.
And everything else, too.
Yeah, and these are the steps along the pathway with socialized medicine. Well, now it's everybody's concern how much you weigh.
Exactly. Well, that's part of why they're doing this. Let's get into that. The suggestion would be to put the label on all clothes with waist sizes over 37 inches for males or 31 inches for females. Women's clothing, women's clothes over size 16 would also get a label. Excuse me, it was boys and girls earlier. The paper.
See, now, this is another sort of government one-size-fits-all plan,
right.
And it stinks because there was a time when I was a weightlifter and I weighed 198 pounds at my peak. I was trying to be a bodybuilder, you know, the whole drug-free bodybuilding thing. Didn't really work out for me. I just don't have the genetics. But besides that,
and you couldn't stop taking the drugs.
I'm kidding.
You still got a nice six-pack there.
But I weighed 198 pounds, and as far as an insurance company was concerned, at 5'11", I was obese.
Right.
What? My body fat percentage was 9%.
Because muscle weighs so much more than fat.
Hmm. Right. My body fat percentage was 9%, but because of my weight, and that's it, you know, just one size fits all. What about a 6'5" man? At a size 37 waist on a 6'5" man is not, by any stretch of the imagination.
How many football players are 6'4", 6'5", 300 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Medically they may be obese, but these people are athletes.
Right. What defines obesity, period? What defines obesity is, I think it's some percentage, you know, like 20% for men, 25% for women, I think.
They use it part of the BMI index.
Yeah.
Is it 27, I think, or higher than that?
I don't recall. I remember there's a number that you get when you calculate BMI, and I think it's if it's over 40 or something.
Is it 40? Maybe. I'm not sure exactly what the number is.
I don't know what the obesity number is, but I know that that's the way you decide how much body fat a person has.
Well, the paper reported that Sattar also believes new urban roads should only be built if they include a separate lane for bicyclists.
Oh,
the professor
please.
Also said that new housing complexes should also include sports facilities and park areas. This guy just knows everything.
He's
a professor.
We have bike lanes here in New Hampshire. We call them sidewalks. What's the problem?
Well, right downtown, they don't like it when you get on the sidewalk.
No, not in downtown Keene, no.
Britain's obesity problem could bankrupt its health system if nothing's done to stop it, according to Sattar.
See, it's everybody's problem. The whole government's going to implode.
The sky is falling.
The
sky is falling, yeah.
The British Medical Journal reported that more than half of the UK's population is overweight and more than one in five adults is obese. Treating obese people in that country takes up about 9% of the health budget, according to the Daily Mail. Sattar thinks there could be, or there should be, more political intervention. He told the Journal that he also wants food manufacturers to display nutrition information on the content of all meals and snacks at retail and catering outlets.
Oh, that's just nuts. Now, here in America, most of the restaurant chains do it on their websites.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I know, is it Burger King? They used to have this big thing on the wall.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, with all the calories. And I think that's great. And, you know, as someone who is overweight myself, you know, you can't live on that crap.
That's true.
You know, and that's the thing, is where is the responsibility? Everybody likes to blame somebody else.
Well, maybe what we should do here is create an access card, and because Britain actually they're kind of on the fast track compared to the United States. The U.S. has the Real ID program coming down the pipe. Well, Britain's probably about a year ahead of us on that, and so they're going to have their national ID. So maybe what they'll do is they'll put that magnetic strip on the backside of the national ID card, and they'll require that. I'm just thinking like these bureaucrat types think. They'll require that you show your ID whenever you go to a Burger King or McDonald's or whatever they call them over.
And you can eat there once a week. Urban.
Exactly. And you can only eat there.
It's rationed, right.
Right. I mean, really, we're not far from people making that suggestion.
And then we would set up, I could just see the black market in Big Macs.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, if
that's
somebody wants
money
to sell,
there.
Right.
Well,
somebody wants to sell
right
their
the parking
Big
lot. Hey,
right.
Man, you know, I got my 1 week Big Mac here. You know, you want to buy it?
Right.
I'm like, man, I got to have a Big Mac.
Traded
I
for drugs? Yeah. You don't know what they're going to do with it. It's just insane.
I like, it reminds me, whenever I think about whenever I think about black market food, I always think about the movie Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone. Great movie.
Wesley Snipes,
right?
Yeah,
where they
great
go,
movie.
Where they go to the underground and somebody's cooking up burgers,
yeah.
And rat burgers,
yep.
Right?
That's a fantastic. Oh, who else was in that? Sandra Bullock was in that,
yeah.
And the guy used to be in Law & Order. I can't think of the guy's name.
I don't know.
I'm not the entertainment guy,
yeah.
Sorry.
Well, anyway, so people, here's the bureaucrat again, or let's see, Mr. Sitar, yes, the leading professor in the UK. He says, people clearly have some responsibility for their health, but society and government have a responsibility to make the preferred easy choices healthier ones. Sitar said in the Journal that education should be provided at all levels to change behavior towards diet and physical activity, and obesity made a core part of all medical training, according to a press release. So this man knows it all. He just knows what system should be implemented. He wants to have warning labels on...
and, you know, who cares who gets hurt in the process?
And don't you think somebody, an obese person who buys a shirt, they don't need to be reminded. They
right.
already know.
Yeah.
They get it often enough.
It's really insensitive.
Yeah. Right. They get it often enough from rude people in public, I'm
right.
sure, looking at them crossways. And then you've got the shirt spitting it out, back out at you.
Right.
And they probably make it so you can't take the label off. That way, every time you do your laundry, you're going to be seeing
it. I will say one thing. As somebody who shops at the big and tall stores, boy, they are far more expensive than regular size clothing. They are making
sure.
a killing.
Hmm. Well, I guess, the material costs a little
bit. Well, yeah, a little bit more. But if you go to a store like, just a single one, and I don't mean to harp on this particular chain, the Casual Male here in the United States, their big and tall prices are almost double what some of the conventional size prices are.
That's really enough motivation for me. I mean, if I was in that position, having to pay that amount of money, I'm kind of a cheapie.
I think skinflint's a good
one. Yeah.
I've never even considered this. I generally shop at those discount stores like Marshall's.
Right.
TJ Maxx, Ross, that kind of thing, just simply because there's a lot of good clothes in there.
Sure.
I wear a size 32 pant. It's easy to find. I mean, that at one point was the most common pant out there.
I used to wear 34. That was a few years ago.
So, I mean, I never even considered that it might be more difficult to find clothes.
It is. You can't find them in some of the mainstream, like Walmart, Target. They just don't make anything over roughly a 44.
Okay.
Let's shift off here from this one side issue to the main issue of socialized health care.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where they're getting their in on this issue. The fact that in Great Britain, there's massive nationalization of health care. I think there's still private. You can still have a private provider
there. It's a two-tier system, yes.
Right.
Yes.
But there's a bunch of people that are on the government system. And so essentially they're using this as the excuse to say, well, since it's a government system, it's national, it's free, so-called health care, we're going to have to impose more rules on you. We're going to have to put these labels on your clothing. We're going to have to put these mandatory labels on the food. And then they're going to have other ideas that they're going to come out with. In fact, they're going to ban probably certain types of food.
Actually, I just did a segment on the British health care system. I have an interesting one after the break.
We'll come back with more Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free Packet 8 line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
Hi, I'm Eric.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site completely free, including the listener map. You can go to map.freetalklive.com, take a look at over 1,700 of our listeners from around the world that have added themselves to the listener map. You could do so as well if you like. Map.freetalklive.com, like everything else on our website, it is completely free. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. Register now for this three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th of 2007. It'll be held convention style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And get more info there as well.
Free you ever been to the State House?
FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. I went outside of it. I was outside of it recently, not inside.
Well, when I was working in a radio station at Concord, we, you know, went to a lot of press conferences with the governor.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very beautiful place. Got the nice gold dome you could
yes,
see from
I did
the
see
highway.
That.
Yeah.
Yes, it's they had to put a gold dome on it because they had the money, right? And they could just take as much money they want and make
I think
it
it's
as
been there
as
since
they
the
want.
1800s, actually.
Yeah, well, that's okay, then.
They were taking it then, too.
Yeah.
Then they were taking real money.
Yeah.
There probably wasn't as much waste back then, you think?
There were smaller governments, so there would be less waste.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so we were talking about health care and the United Kingdom. There's some know-it-all professor over there from the University of Glasgow who's suggesting a bunch of changes that he would like to see because there's a lot of nationalization of health care in the United Kingdom, and so therefore they're using that as an excuse to control your decisions more. In fact, they want to put warning labels on clothing for big people, and they want more requirements for nutrition information at restaurants and fast food chains and that sort of thing. And really, the question is, what's going to come next? You know, what do you think that the next steps are going to be? Are they going to start arguing to ban foods, certain foods completely? I mean, we know that in New York City, there was a trans fat ban that has recently
yep.
gone through.
They've already done it in a lot of school systems here in New Hampshire. That, you know, they've taken all the
like
ice cream and the cookies out. Yeah.
Yep. So you know,
but they'll allow fruit juice, which is laden with sugar and calories.
True.
Right, but they'll allow that.
The thing is for one, it's completely subjective as to what you think is good and what you think is bad. Your body treats simple sugars like cookies very similar to it, how it would treat fruit juice.
Right.
So I'm not sure what I think on that subject. I think fruits are better than cookies.
Absolutely. But you know, a glass of grape juice is very high in calories.
It is.
It's delicious, don't get me wrong.
It's sweet as it could be, and it's got a lot of fructose in it. But, you know, we were told eggs are good for you, eggs are bad for you, eggs are good for you again. You know, eat fats and proteins because you'll lose weight. Don't eat fats and proteins. You just eat carbohydrates. There's a lot of mixed messages out there in the nutritional area, mm-hmm. and to have politicians making decisions as to what we should eat and what we shouldn't is just ludicrous to me.
Did you hear about
these people can't balance their own damn checkbooks.
Let alone, I did it on my talk show yesterday. There was a segment, guy is suing what's left of the Atkins Empire because he ate basically pastrami and cheesecake and became obese and had, you know, many health problems related to it. And he's like, well, I followed the diet. And I'm like, look, I'm as much of a fan of pastrami as anybody, but I don't have it very often, you know.
I can't imagine eating the same thing every day.
Well, pastrami and cheesecake I could eat for quite a while. But, yeah, he followed the diet, but that wasn't the intent of it. And anybody who was dumb enough to have that type of diet, you know, deserves what they get.
Now,
and he's actually suing.
Well, I would think if you were actually just eating the meat from pastrami, is that corned beef?
Well, pastrami is very, very fatty.
Okay.
So you're
sticking to the diet the way that I understand the diet. But
if you're going to have meat, there are much leaner meats you
there
can eat.
There certainly are.
And, you know, and all of that is animal fat. It just, you know, goes right to your arteries.
Just because you're an animal.
These sorts of laws are so frightening to me because, not because I'm unhealthy or anything like that, but I like to choose to eat fun stuff, and I like to eat what tastes good for me. Luckily, I have a pretty high metabolism at this point in my life, so I enjoy that. And when if the government's going to come in and say, you can't have that. That's bad for you.
That makes some people fat, and you can't have it because you might, it might make them feel bad that you can eat it.
I have to jump in on that. The food doesn't make people fat. People make people fat.
You're right.
Sedentary lifestyle, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. And, you know,
that's the other direction they're going to go with this. After they've finished successfully banning fatty foods or, you know, trans fats or whatever it is they're going to ban from public consumption, then it's going to be mandatory exercise.
I was just going to go there. Like 1984,
yeah, exactly.
Winston gets up in the morning and Does the
it's going to be at work though?
Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly.
The businesses are going to be required. The mandation's going to go through the businesses.
That's a great point.
And it's going to be you know, every business is required through because of through the National Healthcare Institute or whatever it is, whatever organization.
Right, because businesses will always pick up the ball whenever the government wants a law enforced.
They work
business
through
people
employers.
will just do whatever it is, the whatever hoops the government holds up, they'll jump through them. It doesn't matter how detrimental it's going to be to their business. Okay, you're the government. You must be right. We'll just do whatever it is
Can you imagine, Liberty Mutual Insurance, which has an office here in Keene, everybody doing jumping jacks before they go to work?
I almost can imagine it at this point.
I can understand it. I can totally believe it.
And that just scares the crap
out of
me.
Don't you think some soccer mom out there thinks it's a really good idea
Absolutely.
That we all do 20 minutes of calisthenic exercise
and
in the morning?
It is a good idea. But should it be mandated?
No.
Absolutely not.
Well, the thing is, then I have to go to the doctor because I have a herniated disc that says that I don't have to do that. I can opt out of the jumping jacks. I have my own special regime. I mean, look at the bureaucracy involved.
It's like when we were all in high school. You get a note for gym class.
Yeah.
That's
going to cost me money
time,
a lot of time, because then I'm going to have to go to see the doctor. But everybody's trying to see the doctor, and there's fewer doctors because they can't make as much money because it's socialized medicine.
And they can't deal with
So I'm going to have to do jumping jacks with a herniated disc for the next six months.
And even here in New Hampshire, the state Medicaid system, very few dentists and doctors will take it because the reimbursement rates are so low.
Sure. And this is what happens when you give the government an inch. If you give them an inch in this area,
they'll wrench their way in.
It'll be full blown before you know it.
And it won't go away.
Yeah. They've already been inched into health care. They're already half the dollars spent.
More than half.
Yeah.
More than half the dollars here in the United States.
And a lot of people don't understand Medicare. Medicaid is far more financially in trouble than the Social Security system is.
Really?
Absolutely. From the data I have, by 2009, Medicare could be bankrupt.
Great.
In this country.
Yeah, but I mean, they'll close it down?
They're not going to let it go, Mark.
No,
they're going to increase taxes.
It's not bankrupt in the same sense that a business
Right, and they've already, in the next budget, is a trimming of reimbursement rates.
Or they'll just universalize the entire thing.
Well, yeah, and that's great. Then you have to wait 6 months for a sprained ankle.
Yes, you will.
Yeah.
It's craziness. And there are probably people out there listening saying, oh, you guys are overdoing it. They'll never mandate that we do jumping jacks. You crazy libertarians. Well, who would have thought that they would have come as far as they have? Well,
they
would have implemented the things that they've done.
The Canadians have mandated bike helmets for children.
It's just
amazing. That we had that here, too.
No, actually, I believe the state of New Hampshire has, yes.
Yeah, bike helmets, great.
It's everywhere else, I think.
How did I survive my childhood?
Well, we all did,
Yeah. I mean, I rode a bike everywhere.
As long as the exercise thing was going on, my mother, shut the damn TV off, go outside.
Mm-hmm.
If more parents said that, maybe we wouldn't have this obesity problem.
Maybe the solution is mandating that all parents go to classes so they can... All these solutions from these people is mandate this, mandate that. I have a vision for society, and I want to enforce it on you, and it's despicable. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. We're going to the border next.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly friendly. Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the car, children were squirming and squealing, "How far?" When I come back, I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com.
BG.
Some on-the-road boredom busters. On holiday road trips, are your little angels singing, "Are we there yet?" in three-part disharmony? Then try these travel tips from the big guy himself. No, not Santa, me. For word fun, play letter lingo. Players first look for A words, like artificial Christmas trees, then B, bright lights, then the C, Hanukkah candles, and so on. For something melodic, host a family sing-along. The youngest elf in the back seat starts a holiday song, and where that person leaves off, the next player picks up. And for a sure way to banish boredom, count your blessings. That should take you singing all the way to your holiday destination. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
Hi, I'm Eric.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com.
By the way, I have to do this. Hi, honey. I promised you would be listening tonight on the net. So,
Mark, why are you...
I'm telling you that my computer's frozen. I don't have the story that I said that I had.
Oh, okay. See, you have
the
to...
blue screen of death you got there?
I've got something on the screen. I can read what I've got on the screen.
That's fine. I got more stuff. You have to understand, Eric, it's Eric's first time in the studio here with us. I cannot read lips.
No, and so no content whatsoever. I swear he tries to do it, though. I mean, I make hand motions, I'll spell things in the air, whatever. The guy tries not to be able to understand what I'm saying.
No, I'll just stand there and stare at you and just try to understand what you're communicating to me, but I cannot
read
them.
Like, I cross across my neck and I point at my computer.
You're making the brake sound.
That's what it looked like to me.
We just came back from break. What are you talking about?
That was
about?
Exactly what I thought.
Well, for all the time, look, Mark, for all the time that you spend trying to silently communicate with me, you could just
don't look at your well, for one, my computer's frozen, and you don't look
good
at your
point.
IMs.
Well, you know, at least at WKBK and Keene, we just actually write it on the piece of paper and hold it up through the window.
That helps.
And you know, it's low tech, but it works.
Well, all right, let's move on, because we were going to go to the border fence thing. Your computer's crashed, so we're going to talk about Christmas. Actually, the Christians who are offended. Christians, so easily offended. Now, I don't know what your religious persuasion is, if any.
I am an atheist.
Welcome to the club.
That's a club on that side of the table.
That's right.
Born and raised Jewish.
Okay.
Survived 5 years of Hebrew school.
Wow.
Was bar mitzvahed, still recovered. And I have decided if God wants me, if there is one, he knows where to find me. And until then, he lives his life, I live my life. Thank you very much.
Very good. Now, I thought Jews didn't really believe in some do, some don't really believe in the afterlife.
It really depends on, there are branches of Judaism, much like there are of Christianity.
I see.
You're going to like, well, as an atheist, you're going to appreciate, we're going to have a guest on tomorrow night. I know I normally don't sell guests. It's a bad idea because if you sell a guest and they cancel, you look bad. Anyway, we're going to have a guest on from theblasphemychallenge.com. Actually, I don't know if there's a the in front of that. But this is something that's brand new, and no, it is blasphemychallenge.com. There is no the. Anyway, it's a brand new, came out a couple days ago, and the concept is, there's apparently a Bible verse, and it's cited on this website, that essentially says that you can be forgiven, the Christians basically believe, you can be forgiven for any sin except one. And that is if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost. If you blaspheme, or therefore say you don't believe in...
That's not what that necessarily means. I've heard lots of interpretations as to what blasphemy of the Holy Spirit means. In some cases, some people will say that blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is not heeding God's call to convert when you feel that, you know, feeling in your heart. So obviously that would be something, you know, if you don't heed that call enough and you die as an atheist, then...
There are a lot of opinions on what it means. That means, right.
Well, either way, the purpose of the website is to essentially have people come out on video and blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
Sign me up!
And upload them to YouTube for everybody else in the world to
priceless.
See. And so we're going to have the guy that created this. He also made a documentary film called The God That Wasn't There. We're going to have him on the show tomorrow night.
So that cool. Sounds like fun. I'll make sure I'll tune in.
But let's talk about the Christians and their obsession with protecting Christmas. Moviegoers, according to Reuters, seeking a bit of seasonal entertainment, are being offered blood and terror alongside of Santa and his reindeer, much to the horror of U.S. religious groups. Film studio Dimension Films has remade a cult hit from 1974 about a group of female students being terrorized by a killer during Christmas. And it's releasing a film called Black Christmas on December 25th, tagging it as the ultimate sleigh ride. But religious groups, and I saw the preview.
That's a nice pun, sleigh ride. I like that, yeah.
I watched the preview last night, and it looks like another run-of-the-mill, kill the teenage girls horror movie.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But people are getting upset. Religious groups have condemned the timing of the release of the R-rated slasher movie as tasteless and offensive.
Oh, please.
To have a movie that emphasizes murder and mayhem at Christmas, a time of celebration and joy around the world, seems to be ill-founded, said Matthew Staver, founder and chairman of the Liberty Council, an organization dedicated to upholding religious freedom and traditional family values.
People get joy from seeing movies. What, so isn't that holy? A lot of people go to the movies on Christmas afternoon.
You're
they
only allowed
joy.
To get joy where the Liberty Foundation thinks you can get joy.
Right.
The Liberty Council.
Liberty
whatever.
Council, yeah.
Jennifer Giroux, who co-founded Operation Just Say Merry Christmas as a way to reclaim the season for Christians.
That's right, there's a war
I didn't
on
know
Christmas.
It went away.
Yeah, they're reclaiming the territory now, apparently.
I didn't know they had lost it.
I didn't know either.
I didn't know.
You certainly can't tell with all the lights and Santa
Claus. Just on this street. I never got the memo.
Well, you know, there's been a few things that have changed. Some companies want to be a little more PC by saying Happy Holidays rather than Merry Christmas. I generally say Happy Holidays to people I don't know their ethnicity because... You know, every once in a while you'll find some person who doesn't like Christmas for whatever reason. Why throw it in their face?
Well, I look at it. I'm not a big fan of it myself. My favorite thing about Christmas is waking up Christmas morning and going, "It's over for another year." Because being in radio, it's a very busy time, as retail and all these others. But look, it is the Christmas season. And I have a problem with Happy Holidays, to be honest with you.
Really?
Because
it's holy days?
It's, right. It's Christmas, okay? Whether I celebrate it or not is irrelevant. It is Christmas.
I have to disagree. I'm sorry, Eric. There are a bunch of holidays around this season. Or at the very least, there are two major holidays. I think that Kwanzaa is kind of a made-up holiday, but if you want to celebrate
Kwanzaa...
I don't
even count Kwanzaa,
if
to
you
be
don't,
honest.
We're not black.
Right.
But, I mean, there's probably some people out there that take Kwanzaa very seriously. I don't know.
I'm sure somebody does.
Somebody must take it very seriously. Certainly people take Hanukkah very seriously.
Well, and that's the thing. Having grown up Jewish, it is not a major holiday. It's a relatively minor holiday that, because of its calendar here in the American... all it is, Hanukkah is, for those of you who don't know, it's the celebration of a miracle. When the first temple was destroyed, they wanted to light the eternal lamp. There was enough oil for one day. They sent a runner to get more.
Mm-hmm.
However, it took the runner 8 days to come back, and that oil lasted for 8 days. That is all that is.
It's a miracle.
Right. But, I mean, it's not this big present thing in Israel, especially. And I think we had a previous call from there. It's not a huge deal.
Hmm.
It's only become Americanized into the alternative Christmas.
I see.
Well, Christmas is a huge deal to the Christians, and anything that is not Christmas is apparently a threat to them.
Right.
And anything that uses Christmas iconery, symbolism, without actually being Christian is also apparently a threat. According to Giraud, quote, this is, again, the woman who founded Operation Just Say Merry Christmas, quote, the use of religious music, Silent Night, and the nativity set on the front porch in one scene are insensitive to Christians.
What? Excuse me while I fall off my chair.
Right, because they set a horror movie during Christmas time. The movie happens during Christmas time. Mm-hmm. It's also being released on Christmas Day.
What other soundtrack would you expect?
Right. So apparently this woman, if she had her way, would ban any violent movies from being made about Christmas, which I guess would include Die Hard.
You know what she'd do? Is she'd jam that nativity scene up everybody's butt at Christmas time, because they would have that, as far as she's concerned, you'd have it on every public square.
Every government
building, they'd have that darn nativity scene, and, you know, it just makes me crazy how they put these things all over on
that
town.
That rabbi in Seattle at SeaTac Airport, he didn't like the Christmas trees,
right?
So he said, if you don't put an 8-foot menorah, I'm going to sue. So the airport took down the trees, and he claimed he was appalled. That's not what I wanted. Well, maybe if you would ask...
He wanted his 8-foot menorah.
Right, maybe if you would ask politely, you know, instead of going and threatening with lawsuits, he might have gotten somewhere.
Maybe so, but then again, the government only really understands force, so...
And what it turns out is the airport didn't do it. These were the individual airlines who rent the space. So it was, even though technically SeaTac is owned by the Port Authority in Washington, the individual renters, it's their property. They can do what they wish.
They rent the space.
They rent the gates from the Airport Authority.
Giraud said, it's not enough to ignore and omit Christmas, but now it has to be offended, insulted, and desecrated. Our most sacred holiday, actually a holy day, is being assaulted.
How can you ignore it?
It's being assaulted. Can you assault a holiday? 1-800-259-9231. You tell me. It's Free Talk.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1934. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1934. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1934. That's 1-800-771-1934. For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are in the final segment of the Friday edition. Still enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. That is 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
I am Eric.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all of the features there because they are all completely free. Now, if you like the fact that we give you all those features for free, well, maybe you want to consider voluntarily supporting the show. It's up to you. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can pony up as little as $3 a month to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Now, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The money that comes in, the $3 a month you're contributing, does not go to paychecks. That's why I told Eric he's not getting paid for coming in tonight. Because that money comes in and is turned right around into promotion for the show. We purchase internet advertisements to get more internet listeners on board. But more importantly, we buy industry advertising in major industry publications like Talkers Magazine. We do outreach, essentially, to other talk radio stations to spread this show, to get on more stations, and thereby, by proxy, spread the message of freedom and liberty. And if that's valuable to you, then you really should head over to amp.freetalklive.com, learn about the program, learn about the perks that you get access to. You'll get access to the amplifier-only call-in lines, the amplifier-only forum, and some classic archives as well. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Talking about the war on Christmas. Yes, the Christians are upset because apparently, according to some Christian activists, they are having to reclaim Christmas. Apparently, it's been conquered.
Well, my favorite is, I did a segment on this yesterday. In fact, I think you were listening to it.
I often call
in. Yeah,
you're a chronic.
I always hear these, well, you know, there's this Christian conspiracy. I can't tell you how much that makes me laugh.
Wait, the Christians are saying there's a conspiracy against them?
Yes, a lot of Christians have this persecution complex. I don't get it.
Well, they would like to be persecuted because that's how you get to be a martyr, and it's really great in their religion.
Maybe.
But the fact is,
but you remember the segment we were talking about?
Yeah, vast majority of Christians in today, and vast majority is not fair. There are a large number of Christians today in the United States that are in fact Pharisees. They're not Christians at all. They mimic more what Jesus came to destroy,
right,
not what he came to create.
And I've said on my show hundreds of times that the place you think you would find tolerance in a house of worship is generally where you find the least.
Yeah, it's really ironic. And they're the ones that position themselves as being all-loving and all-caring. But yet, when you come out as an atheist, some of them will just hate you for it.
Right, you're automatically condemned, like you're not quite human.
Right. Well, you could have been human, for instance, if you're friendly with Christians and they don't know you're an atheist, and I'm not talking about all Christians. We've got a bunch of them in our listening audience. They're liberty-minded Christians. They're awesome. I work hand-in-hand with Christians here in the Free State Project. They're just great people. But there's the Pharisee ones that you can be all friendly and cool with them. They might know you on a business relationship, or maybe you're the husband or wife of a devoted Christian, one of these Pharisee types, or husband or wife of a son or daughter of one of these individuals, and they could think that you're just the greatest person
until they find out you're an atheist.
You come out as an atheist, and then their entire demeanor changes towards you.
The only thing worse is being Wiccan, I think. That one sends them into paroxysms of sorrow.
Well, yeah.
They hate that.
That's a great phrase.
They hate Wiccan. Thank you.
Because it's like the opposite of Christianity. But whereas atheists can't be convinced. Generally when somebody's an atheist, they are tried and true. You can't convince them of anything religious because obviously they...
You could convince me.
Sure, show me some type of fact you might convince me.
Bring him down from the clouds.
Right.
I think that that's sort of the definition of spirituals.
We've been waiting 2,000 years. What, is he stuck in traffic? If he's going to show up, let's go, man.
Well, I can't really defend Christianity because I'm not one. But, when you're an atheist, your whole life sort of flies in the face of what it is that they believe. You're walking around saying you're dumb, Christians, because you don't believe it.
That's not what I tell them.
No, but we don't think they're dumb. At least I don't think they're dumb.
I was a Christian once. You were a Jew once.
I decided it wasn't for me.
Right.
I have no use for organized religion. I think it's more of a business than anything else.
I would concur completely.
And that's why I don't subscribe to it. It's you're selling salvation. And that's fine as long as you know what you're buying, and very few people do.
Are you a Christian who believes Christmas is under attack? Are you a Christian who feels persecuted? Because the last time I looked, I don't understand how they can feel like they've lost Christmas. The last time I looked, the vast supermajority of Americans identified themselves as Christians.
That's right.
Christmas is a huge holiday with tremendous amounts of commerce. People out there buying presents for friends and family members, even people who aren't Christians.
Not to mention the hundreds of radio stations playing Christmas music.
Yeah.
I mean,
where's all the atheist music?
Right. And the Christmas
atheist music. That's a good one.
Christmas music. Now, I'll grant you, there's a lot of Rudolph out there. There's a lot of Santa Claus, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, a lot of it's a secular Christmas.
But at the same time, those same stations are playing Holy Night,
Little
Drummer
Boy,
those very Christian-oriented songs.
Right, there's one here, the cluster I work with here in Keene.
There's one in every market.
Yeah,
at
just
least
about.
One.
Yeah, just about.
And I am fine with private companies like radio stations celebrating Christmas and doing what it takes to get listeners or people coming in their store.
But the Christians aren't fine with private companies doing things that are not agreeable with Christmas.
No.
That's what this article was about.
Absolutely.
How dare Dimension Films release a Christmas-themed horror movie on Christmas Day?
Well,
how dare they? That's their attitude.
I get where you're coming from. The part that really rankles me is when they go after the public space. We should be able to celebrate Christmas on public spaces. It's the town square. It's Christmas time.
Yeah, if it wasn't for that pesky First Amendment thing.
Yeah, and especially, I'm fine with the lights. I'm not crazy.
I'm fine with the tree.
Even the tree, yeah.
You put that nativity scene there, I want to take that little plastic baby Jesus and kick him on the top of the
terrible town hall. How dare you say something like that?
Because he doesn't belong there.
That's mean. If they put a plastic nativity scene, you just simply go to the government and you say, well, look, if you want to have this nativity scene up here, we're going to need to have this flying spaghetti monster up as well.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a following now.
I'm a big fan of this flying spaghetti monster.
But that would be fair. See, the government has to be fair to everybody. So I want to get we need to have the Satanists come on board as well. Because they've got to have a tricord or whatever it is that they have.
The pentagram.
Wait a second. Pentagram, that's just a symbol for a cross. Now, if you want the equality thing going, you need a whole plastic baby sacrificing scene for the Satanists. That's what you need to be able to compete with a nativity scene.
True. Counterpoint.
It's like if you're a Christian, you want to put a manger scene in your front lawn, knock yourself out.
Yeah, please do.
Great. But if it's on a public space, no, I got no problem with like the Christmas tree here in Keene. It's a secular symbol. Mm-hmm. I got no problem with it. But, if it's a public space, look, religion doesn't belong there.
Right. And
period.
I'm not offended at all when I see a nativity scene. There was a guy building one down the street.
Yeah.
Great, man. It's your property. You can put up whatever you want. But you can bet that if I was to put up I'm not a Satanist, I'm not, but if I were to put up a satanic sacrificial scene, people would be outraged.
That
outrage would never end.
I don't know about this town. They do love Halloween here.
That's true. Pumpkin Fest thing here is huge.
And they might just think you haven't taken it down since October 31st.
Well, according to the Catholic Cincinnati organization, I just did a Google search on this woman's name just to see if I could find anything else.
Julianne, what's her name?
Whatever, Giroux is her last name. She's the founder, and she's actually co-owner of the Catholic Shop in Madeira.
Oh, what a surprise.
Designed to encourage Christians nationwide around the world to once again proudly reclaim the Christ child in the central focus of the Christian season. Christmas season. According to Dan, the concept for the bracelets, they have these red and green wristbands. You know how these plastic bracelets are like
really
hot now?
Oh, yeah, my kids
now?
Got a ton of them, yeah.
Well, now they've got a red and green one, which is supposed to symbolize, apparently, according to Dan, the idea came about last holiday season when customers would leave the store filled with religious items and wish them happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas. The couple noticed that it was almost as if people had been conditioned.
Well, you know, they
to
say
respond
that
way.
They say that Christian has been hijacked by secularism. Well, the Christians hijacked Christmas from the pagans.
They did.
I mean, it was originally a pagan holiday. You know,
they hijacked the symbols. They hijacked the time of year.
Yeah.
I just want to jump in here. Being in Europe in that week between Thanksgiving and Christmas, it is the whole week is a holiday. And that's where the whole holiday season came from, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. So with happy holidays, and somehow it's been morphed into this anti-Christmas statement where it was never designed to be that way.
Dan says, we feel like God's hand has really been helping us along. In fact, they've sold more than 40,000 of these wristbands, these Jesus wristbands. More than 100,000 have been shipped across the United States as of last year, and so as of this year, it's 40,000. Jennifer recalled a tearful phone call from one woman who thanked her, who gave the wristband said that the wristband gave her the courage to say Merry Christmas for the first time in a long time. It blew me away.
If a wristband changes your life, you have issues. Yeah. You know, that's that.
I can see how the original yellow ones with Ride Hard or whatever.
Live Strong.
Live Strong.
Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong. You know, I mean, that guy did some amazing stuff.
Sure.
Recovering from cancer, you know, riding without testicles or whatever it is that he did. I'm amazed by that guy. All the rest of these rubber wristbands, they irk me.
It's business.
Ben Ian here with you.
I am Eric Scott.
And Mark.
And Eric, I'm sure we're going to have you back. It's been
a lot of fun. It's been a blast.
No.
We're going to be back tomorrow night for the Saturday show. Join us then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.